This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, The End of the Imitation Game. Plant-based meat's future isn't trying to be meat. New data from the Good Food Institute, GFI, reveals a sobering truth that most people who try plant-based meat don't stick with it. But that's not the real story. Look closer and you'll see the shift away from mimicry, away from bleeding patties, towards something more interesting, plant-based protein products not pretending to be meat at all. We've hit peak burger fatigue. The plant-based aisle is saturated with shrink-wrapped attempts at imitation, from vegan bacon to fishless fillets. And while trial rates remain high, repeat purchase data is sliding. According to GFI, the core customer base is reshuffling, and so is their taste. The interesting thing is the next phase of plant-based doesn't look like meat, and that's a good thing. Take Revo Foods The Prime Cut. It's structured like a protein-rich block of salmon, sure, but it's not trying to fool you. It's 3D-printed mycoprotein, made with precision, not pretense. It's a protein thing, built for texture, satiety, and sensory value on its own terms. Not a meat knockoff, a protein-forward food format. This trend isn't emerging in isolation. In a recent PlanetFood.news article, Australian biomanufacturing expert Dr. James Ryle slammed ANZ's failure to grasp the opportunity. His view? The future of protein isn't meat without the animal, it's entirely new food forms, formats designed for performance, shelf stability, and customization, and not nostalgia. This is what GFI's consumer segmentation subtly points to. Curious but done shoppers don't want another fake burger. Health-driven flexitarians want protein with purpose. Emerging consumers want convenience without compromise. They're not interested in fantasy, they're interested in functionality. So maybe we're finally outgrowing the meat mimicry era. The real winners? Brands like Revo, companies betting on new formats, and biomanufacturers building the food equivalents of Tesla and not just better versions of the horse cart. Because the future of protein isn't meatless meat, it's food-making meat irrelevant. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page,